Sydney Comedy Festival has just launched. The gala has just kicked off at the Emore Theatre and other theatres around town. And we're in our 14th year of the festival. And we have the Artistic Director and Festival Director on the line to have a chat with us about it. George Manitis, thanks. Welcome to Stages.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Another year, another great year, great season ahead. What is one of the highlights to kick off our chat today? What comedian are you looking forward to seeing or their show?
Look, there's
hard to pick one. I know.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to recommend just one. There's over 200 amazing acts that we've curated for the festival this year, which we're pretty excited about. I mean, obviously the galas have kicked off, and we've still got one to go at Concourse tonight. But and then the end of festival gala at the Town Hall.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of great international talent. There's a lot of great local talent and some really really exciting new names.
New names and old names, old, new, borrowed and blue.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
But you know, if people, I don't think people can go wrong by rocking up to one of the festival hubs and having a look at what's on that night and come to the Factory or the Enmore or even out at the Concourse or even on at the store and having a look at what's on and try your luck at something. There are lots of festival favourites people have, but if you've never seen somebody like a Becky Lucas or a Ben Darso, try it out. Come in and give them a go.
The lineup though is absolutely staggering. Like Ross Noble, Jonathan Pye, and then of course Kitty Flanagan and Fiona O'Loughlin, Joel Creasy. I mean, it's amazing how many big names that you have in the festival.
The wonderful thing, I guess, and the festival has seen this through its. 14-year history is that, you know, the industry generally, the live comedy industry has grown, and a lot of these people have grown with it. So we now have people that are filling, people like, you know, Amos Gill and other locals, Nate Falvo, and, you know, filling up rooms, Harley Breen and Ivana Distigueta coming in and filling out rooms, which once upon a time would only be the purview of an international act. But as you said, yes, we've got a lot of festival faves and some great new acts like Tamale Maddox from the UK and James Veitch and, people that have been festival stars for a long time coming back as well. But there's some exciting things happening. We could drop names, 200 of them, as I said.
we might just do a show of just naming who's lining up.
And Melbourne, obviously Melbourne gets a lot of, with the centre of comedy and played on TV a lot. But is this going to put Sydney on the map and for comedy, this festival?
What's happened in Australia, I mean, obviously Melbourne is one of the big comedy festivals around the world. It's a great event and they've done very, very well, I think, over 30 years in building it to what it is. But around either side of Melbourne, you now have festivals in Brisbane, and there's the Adelaide Fringe and Perth Comedy Festival kicks off as well next week. So and of course New Zealand. So there's a huge circuit at this part of the world at this time of the year, which basically means that you know, every territory is really, really, you know, getting its full share of live comedy, and you know, we're pretty excited. We're not in I don't see ourselves as being in competition. You know, our main focus is delivering a bunch of laughs for the people of Sydney, and you know, we get visitation in from all over the place because Sydney's such a beautiful place to be and see some comedy along the way. But you know, a lot of what we do, we'll do Melbourne. There's some unique shows that only come to Sydney that don't go to Melbourne, which is really cool as well. But by and large, it's a phenomenon that's happening in Australia, not just in Sydney or Melbourne.
And how is we kind of come up against this every year? I think, how are women in comedy going? And you know, what is it? How are we represented, the female kind? How are things looking this festival for women in comedy?
I'm up marginally. There's a percentage. We take a percentage every year. And we're up
each
marginally.
Year. Build upon.
The reality is that there's nowhere near enough female representation, and you know, I'd argue across many art forms, let alone comedy.
Yeah.
And I don't know that anybody can give us a dedicated answer for that. We've tried a number of, we have a the Frocking Hilarious gala that we do every year. And there's a number of other projects to encourage women to get up on stage and perform. We have some great women in the festival this year that we're really, really, really excited to have. As you mentioned already, Kitty Flanagan and people like Fiona O'Loughlin's back. And then we've got some exciting new people too, like Carissa Bosanakis is a new, young, first-time comic who's we're pretty excited about what's going to happen with Carissa. And, there's Confetti Gun and Claire Kavanagh, and there's all sorts of people that are doing amazing things, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And you've also got a kids program.
Yeah, look, we do. We partner with the town hall to put on a kids program, and we're doing a hot tub time machine thing for kids.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun. We fundraise and basically offer it as an offering. We're trying to get more and more people to be exposed to live comedy. It's a good thing to do. It's a fun thing to do in what is sometimes a stressful world.
And for kids, I mean.
Yeah, of course. They're just going to have so much fun.
To be honest, the adults have more fun at those kids shows.
Yeah, right.
I got to say.
We revert to our inner child.
Absolutely.
I think that's what comedy does, doesn't it? It really taps into something, our funny bone. And you've got like sort of things that are like fresh, which is a program with emerging comics. But you can see some things have, you know, set up so you can see a number of comics at once, right?
Well,
get a taste.
One of the best ways, I know we spoke earlier about, you know, nominate my show, and I get asked that a lot.
Yeah.
I often tell people if you don't have a go-to act to see, then go and see the Best of the Fest or the Showcase at the Store or at the Factory. There's a couple of other showcase-type shows, and by a showcase, I mean it's like a gala, a mini gala, where you'll come in and for an hour you might see four or five or six comedians and get a taste of what they do. And the great thing about that is if you don't like this guy, you might like the next one, you know? So, and off the back of that, you can then go and see they're all performing in the festival and they're all doing hour-long shows in the festival. So you could always see their full show if you like what you see in the smorgasbord version of the comedy festival.
Then you can, yeah.
So, and then of course, Fresh, as you mentioned, the Fresh program is really us saying to the world, look, we've identified the following dozen or so acts, and we think that they're going to be big in comedy in the coming years. So we set a $15 ticket price, relatively low ticket price, and say to you, people, come and see them. Come and see them now before they become, you know, really, really big things. And people that have been on Fresh in the past have included people like Matt O'Kine and Reese Nicholson and Ronnie Chan. So, you know, it's a real indicator of you know, people that have worked beyond open mic. This is now about, you know, having serious careers in comedy.
I imagine you get along and around the world to see comedy to bring here. I wonder if there's a change in the style of comedy. Is comedy changing? Are there more storytelling, or is it more stand up, or what is the what's the movement at the moment?
It ebbs and flows, and you'll see different genres and different styles, you know, taking pace. There's a lot of character based stuff happening at the moment. There's some interesting sketch stuff. I mean, Auntie Donna at the moment are one of the biggest acts in Australia, and you know, they're fully sketch based. There's what you're not seeing a lot of is a lot of musical comedy.
Okay.
Where once upon a time we had every second act was a musical act, you know. Mm. So there's interesting themes, and we've all been expecting, you know, what the reaction. I mean, what you've got, comedians are basically critics and they provide commentary on life. Mm. So we're expecting to see the reaction to, and we have seen a lot of it so far at the Melbourne Fest and the Adelaide Fringe, reactions to things like the Me Too movement. And that's been fascinating, to be very honest, because, comedy itself has very clearly been affected by a lot of what's gone on and how comedians are responding to the issues and the challenges that some of all of that brings to the table is quite fascinating and really in some ways refreshing. You know, it's some I've heard some older to be very fair, some older men talking about the death of all things funny and the death of, and quite frankly, comedians, the geniuses that they all are finding wonderful and exciting ways to, A, address the fact that, you know, this industry has a fair bit of redemption to look forward to, but also that, you know, what we come up with at the other end is interesting and new and exciting and just has a new perspective on the world.
I've noticed that changed a lot. When I was younger, I used to go to the Harold Park Hotel through the late 80s and 90s, and there's been such a huge change in the way that that comedy is delivered, I feel. And, I think it's definitely been influenced by Me Too and women, even though, as you say, they haven't come in huge amounts yet. But, I think it's really changed a lot, actually.
But I also think that, quite frankly, even established men comics who might have in the past thrown in the butter Bing joke, you know, just to pad out what they do. What we're now seeing is people reflecting on what it is that they're saying and how they're saying it. And it's wonderful. It's not just Me Too. It's, the whole gay marriage thing that we had recently. But just generally, I think it's a new generation of people coming in with a new insight onto the world and having a voice. You know, they do not have a voice. They very clearly have a voice and they're expressing it. And that's incredibly refreshing and incredibly exciting.
And in some ways they steal a bit from theatre, I think, because it's an easy form, you know, because you get up and do your monologue, your hour monologue, especially the established comics, and they can comment on so many things. And it can actually be quite moving, even though you're laughing your head off.
It can be not only, I agree completely with you, it can be moving. It can also challenge people, and it could make people walk away having thought about what it is that they're what they've just seen, you know, what it is that they've done, and think about issues that they sometimes run away from and choose not to talk about.
Because they're now cloaked in humour.
Yeah.
Oh, George, thank you so much for joining us. It looks like a fun month ahead.
It's going to be an exhausting month ahead.
For you.
Good
luck.
Ah,
thanks, George Manitis.
Thanks
there.
Thank you very much, guys.
Festival Director. And as we said, it's in its 14th year, and you can keep tuning, keep listening. We'll bring you some more what's going on. It's running throughout May for the next month up until May 20.